Track 7, Back Double Parlor. Exit the front parlor and enter the back parlor through the hallway door, or through the double sliding doors if the museum ropes are removed to allow direct access. The back parlor is the family room in today's vernacular. Here, the family gathered in the evenings to sing and play instruments, to play games and talk, and to read aloud, write letters, or sew. Each family member cultivated his talents so as to contribute to the entertainment of his family and to guests. The shell theme is visible here, as in the front parlor, and the seating is 1850s in the same Rococo Revival style as the front, but less elaborate and mostly of walnut, not rosewood. The main lighting is an 1860s five-armed gasalier over the center table. Spotlighting is provided by whale oil lamps, such as the large one on the center table or the smaller lamp seen on the rosewood 1850s mechanical writing table. It is in the front parlor, just on the other side of the sliding panel. On the square piano are large Old Paris porcelain oil lamps, circa 1860s. Candle fixtures called girandoles complete the lighting of both rooms. Note the long prisms for reflecting light that are around the candles of the brass three-piece girandole set on the mantel. The sofa, chairs, and center table of this back parlor are a collected set of Rococo-style furniture with matching grape cluster carving, a popular mid-1850s design motif. The sofa and armchair were once owned by General Robert Toombs of Washington, Georgia. His history bears comment. After less than a year of service as the Confederacy's Secretary of State, Mr. Toombs left to join the Confederate Army. He led regiments of 500 soldiers as Brigadier General at the Battle of Antietam, September 17, 1862. He and his men held off the Union forces at Antietam Creek, just outside of Sharpsburg, Maryland, until more Confederate troops arrived to help them successfully defend the territory. After the Civil War, he helped to draw up Georgia's Constitution of 1877. The large secretary bookcase to the left of the hallway door as you enter is mid-1840s Empire style and is attributed to a local cabinet maker. A sideboard in the dining room is similar to this regional piece. It was owned by Confederate General William M. Brown. The 1860 square piano was manufactured by Weber Piano Company of New York. Two framed sheet music covers hang on the wall over the piano. These are hand-colored, circa 1840s prints. Each parlor has an étagère. In this room, look at the rather delicate walnut étagère in the corner near the sliding panel. It shows many decorative elements of mid-19th century Rococo furniture. The lower doors with flat, cutwork wooden panels lined with pleated silk. The white marble is lovely. The upper shelves of the étagère were useful for the display of travel souvenirs for reminiscing about with family trips and to show to guests. Mazelle Hodgson, Dr. Linden's granddaughter, known as Chick, spoke of a custom in her grandfather's day called the Grand Tour, whereby young men added to their cultural education by visiting Europe. Dr. Linden extended his Grand Tour with a stay in Germany to study medicine and surgery. He was in Germany at the start of the war between the states in 1861. He would have been in his early 20s. You can read more of the history of Dr. Linden in Chick Linden Hodgson's story, Life at the Linden House, in the October 1996 Athens Historian, published by the Athens Historical Society. Chick was born in 1911 and died in 1997. Another excellent account of the late 1800s is the Society's reprint of Strolls About Athens during the early 70s, written by William Sylvanus Morris, Dean of the Lumpkin Law School of the University of Georgia, 1900 to 1927.